Welcome to the Embrace Fertility Podcast. I'm Naomi Wolfson. I'm a therapist who specializes in supporting women through trying to conceive and treatment, and then through pregnancy and birth following infertility. My partner and I went through almost 4 years of infertility, which included IUIs, IVF, anxiety, surgery, and then a miscarriage, before we went on to conceive both of our ginger children naturally. I now run a 12-week mind-body program guiding women through the 5 steps of my unique Embrace Fertility method: comfort, coping, connection, clearing, and creating. On this podcast, I offer emotional support and share mind-body techniques to help you find calm and confidence, and ultimately find yourself again while waiting for your baby. I wish I'd found you sooner. That is something I hear quite a lot, that I'm working with people, either one-to-one clients or with members of the Embrace Fertility Method, and they really wish, well, it's not that they wish they'd found me earlier, it's not actually what they mean. What they mean is, I wish I'd found out about these mind-body techniques and started practicing them sooner. That's what they actually mean, that's what they're actually saying. Because whether or not they found me, it's kind of irrelevant. I happen to be the signpost. I happen to be the person who is here teaching and guiding these techniques, you know, in the right time for them. And so that's what they're saying. It's like, I wish I'd found these techniques and started using them earlier. I wish that I felt the relief that I now feel from doing them earlier. I wish that I understood myself and my trigger points and my boundaries and my emotional resilience. I wish I knew more about myself in all of these ways sooner, so that I could protect myself, so that I could be more resilient, so that I could build myself up and really support myself in the most powerful way, rather than coming to these techniques when you're on the verge of burnout, or actually in burnout, and you're going through treatment. Maybe, you know, you've been through lots of treatment and you're really feeling like, I just don't have the strength to keep doing this. I just can't. And it's at that point when you're literally at rock bottom that you're like, right, something has to change. And that's how I came to these techniques, that I had a panic attack at King's Cross Underground in London, and I was just like, I just can't. This was after our first treatment fail, and I was just like, the clinic were like, all right, book you in, start all again next month then. And I was just like, I've got nothing left to give, just nothing. I can't do all of that again. I can't do all of those injections and all of those scans, and no. And they're just looking at me like, well, yeah, but you're booked in to do this. You're booked in to do this 4 times. And I was just like, yeah, but I really, but it's like, that's what we recommend. I was doing stimulated IUI. They recommended that we did it 4 times before moving to IVF. I did it twice. And then I was just like, I can't. So we moved to IVF. That had much better success rate, but then it still didn't work. But and all the way through, I was just struggling so much. So I started learning about mind-body techniques after the first fail. I got referred to then go and learn about mindfulness. But it was about a 3-month wait list at the time. So I went and I sort of filled out the form, and I had to wait a month, and then had an official introductory, like, sort of session to see if that's what I really needed. And then I got put on the wait list for 3 months. And during that time, Clara, the lady I was seeing, recommended that I read a book on mindfulness, John Kabat-Zinn book, which is fascinating. So I read that and started practicing. She gave me an MP3, and she's like, I'm not really meant to do this, best to do the course properly, but it gave me an MP3 to start listening to, just kind of open my eyes to these techniques. And that really helped. But then it's once I actually did the 8-week mindfulness course that I was like, wow, and really lent into it and was practicing every day, and, you know, doing the CBD CBT. Yeah? Cognitive Behavioural Techniques. I've been talking a lot of acronyms today. A lot of acronyms. So anyway, we've made such a difference. And then it was like looking back, and then that sort of led on to finding out about hypnosis and emotional freedom technique and all these different things. And then when I look back, I was like, oh my God, like I really wish I just had, you know, I wish I'd just gone to the clinic for that first appointment and they were like, how's your emotional resilience? And I would have gone a bit shit actually. And they were going, oh, what you need to do is start practicing these mind body techniques. Here's the roadmap, here's the blueprint. Go off and do this for 3 months. Come back when you're feeling a bit stronger and, you know, ready to dive into this treatment that is physically, emotionally and financially completely exhausting and flattens the majority of people that do it. Like, I just really... And that's my aim. So it's all very well me saying all these things, isn't it? So this is now my aim. So I'm now speaking directly with clinics and talking to them about how I/we make that happen, because this isn't something that I can just magically change on my own, but it's like, how do I get this information in front of people so that very first appointment, when they first come to a clinic and having that very first conversation about, you know, considering treatment, that right there they're like, right, you need to build up emotional resilience, ready to go into this treatment. Not only because it's going to improve your quality of life while you're doing it, but because, well, you can double your chances of success. And so this is what I'm now doing. I'm speaking directly with clinics and saying, right, how do we make this? You know, how do I work with your counselling team, with your doctors, with your patient support officers to make this a reality? So if this is something that your clinic, you feel, isn't offering the level of emotional support that it could be, then yeah, let me know, reach out. I'm Embrace Fertility on Instagram. Send me a message, let me know the name of your clinic, ideally the name of, like, you know, who to speak to. Is there a patient wellbeing officer? Is there someone directly that I can speak to about getting these tools and techniques in front of people who need them right from the get-go, not 3 years later when you're just like a burnt out husk of like, I can't do this anymore. Because it's still really beneficial at that point. But I would love it if I could just share these techniques with everyone like so much sooner. And if you are at that point where you're just like, oh my God, I'm absolutely exhausted, it's never too late. You can start practicing now. Because at whatever stage of your fertility journey you are, whatever you're doing in terms of trying different treatments of different stages, mind-body techniques are only going to help, only going to give you that strength and resilience to go through it. I think I've said resilience far too many times. It's a buzzword. It's a buzzword for today. Emotional resilience. Because I think what I've realised, when I first started doing this work, and I was doing it for me. I was physically going through infertility and treatments and not getting pregnant and not getting pregnant and not getting pregnant. And I was like, if I can work out, you know, how to fix this, how to fix infertility and get pregnant, then I can share that with the world. And obviously, it wasn't quite as simple as that. I obviously ended up, I did get pregnant, but I miscarried. And then I got pregnant again and I have my Jasper. And I got pregnant again and had Evie. But it's not that I can't say, do what I did and you will get pregnant, because you're not me. But what I can say is do what I did to feel better. And because I've had so many women now go through the Embrace Fertility Method, I can say, you know, not everyone, but the vast majority of people that go through feel better. And most people do end up being mums, but not everyone. And there are some people that are still trying and still on their journey to motherhood. So I don't share, like, the, you know, the statistics of, well, these people. And I used to try and work it out and be like, well, what are the statistics? And actually at the time they worked out really similar to what Dr. Alice Domar was finding at the Boston Clinic for IVF, that women who do mind body techniques are, you know, yeah, having more success than the counterpart patients who weren't practicing mind body techniques. So I'm finding that people, you know, are having success, but obviously I don't have a counter group to do that study of. People are like, oh, you'd love to work for me, but I'm afraid you're not going to be able to because you're now in the control group who get no support and no mind body techniques and no fertility community. Sorry. But yeah, what I can say is the vast majority of people who do the course feel better. And I'm like, what I want my work to be about is do these things and you will definitely magically get pregnant and everything will be amazing and you'll never feel anxious again. And literally rainbows, you'll just walk out of your house and those rainbows will fill the sky and it will actually be magical. And then a unicorn will arrive and take you to wherever you want to go. That's what I want my work to be about. But that isn't what my work is about. My work is actually about helping you feel less shit while going through infertility and treatment. It's about restoring hope. It's about you connecting with who you are again, what you want, why you want to be a parent, why you're putting yourself through this, because there's something in you is telling you, I'm meant to be a parent, I'm meant to be a mother, I'm meant to be a father. It's just in me, I can feel it. Because when I think about not having it, when I think about that not happening, it hurts so much. It's like a physical pain and I can't stand it. And I feel like if you feel like that, there's, I don't know, it's that whole phrase, the whole thing of it, there must be a reason for everything. Maybe there's not. Life's complete, absolute effing chaos, isn't it? But there's something there. It doesn't make sense to me that someone who is so ready to be a loving parent doesn't get to be one. Like, it doesn't make sense. Logically, it makes no sense. And that's why infertility is so frustrating, so annoying and just ridiculous on so many counts. So there are so many of us that are like so ready and we have to wait, whereas other people that aren't ready, you know, get to be parents when they're not ready or don't want to be. But you have to kind of zoom up from that and look at the bigger picture and go like, I really believe that our children are sent to us, that it's not just random. I believe that the children that we have and the parents that we become, that there is logic there, even if we can't see it to start with. Like, I truly believe that my children, like Jasper and Evie, are meant to be my children, my and Luke's children. Like, that's just how it adds up. And so many of my clients have said, like, once their kids, you know, once their babies grow up and become, they really sort of see their personalities and get to know them, and they're like, wow, like, this child is just, they're just meant to be mine. And that's, you know, that's through donor conception as well. That's through adoption. That's through so many different paths to parenthood. And they're like, wow, like, this is my child. No matter how I got there, this is my child. We're supposed to be here in this, like, sacred relationship between us. Ooh, so exciting. So, yes, that's what I've been doing this week. Speaking to clinics. And also running Thrive, my 3-session immersive mind body fertility event. If you're not already playing, where have you been? Where have you been? So you can catch the replays. Well, one more live session tomorrow and the other two are on replay. So if you sign up at embracefertility.co.uk/thrive, you will get instant access to the replays. And if you're listening to this after the 19th of March, they're all on replay. So you can come and join in. And they are very much interactive classes where I'm not just telling you about these techniques, not just talking about the studies that show how beneficial they are, but actually teaching them, showing you how to do it, guiding you through so you can actually feel that shift in the moment on the call or while watching the replay. I've deliberately made it that each of them, you know, just as beneficial to watch on the replay as coming live. Yeah, so you can really feel it, because that's what's so exciting about these techniques, that we're not just, and I was about to say, it's not just meditation where you're just sat there, because like, meditation itself is so powerful. We do that as well. But bringing in these somatic techniques, bringing in the body, bringing in the energy body, it just takes it to another level. And it supercharges it. It's so powerful. And it can just make such a huge, huge difference. And I was sharing with one of the clinics, like, a story of a client I was working with. And she found it really difficult to go for any kind of procedure, any kind of check. And she hated it due to, something that happened in the past. And so we worked on the trauma and made it that she was more comfortable to physically be in that position and have physical exams. And then she was going for embryo transfer. And then she was listening to the hypnosis track that I made specifically for embryo transfer. Like, the studies show that actually listening to hypnosis while having transfer doubles implantation rates, which I just love. I love statistics like that. And this is from an IVF clinic in Israel, from about 8 years ago. And so she's listening to the hypnosis track, and the embryologist actually commented on how much easier it was to do the transfer that time round, because she was more relaxed, her whole body was more relaxed. It was just easier. It was just physically easier for the embryologist to do the procedure. And client felt a lot more comfortable. It was just a much nicer experience. And especially when you're getting pregnant, like, that is the moment that you're actually pregnant. You're having a live embryo, popped back where it's meant to be, in your womb. Like, you don't want that time to be really traumatic. You don't want it to be something that you're dreading and you're fearing and you're tensing against. You want to be open and welcoming and being like, yes, like, welcome home, like, come back in. And that's the kind of language I use in the hypnosis track. And just, fun things like this. If you're interested in that one, by the way, it's part of the visualizations and hypnosis for fertility and IVF combo, which is in the store on my website, so you can go check that out. I've bundled them together. I used to sell them as separate, like trying naturally or trying with treatment. And actually, I've put them together because the first part of your cycle and the last part of your cycle are exactly the same. It's just that middle part with the actual conception part is slightly different if you're with the support of treatment. So they're all combined together with different tracks to listen to depending on where you are in your cycle and what type of cycle it is. So do check them out. I'll put a link below as well. Hopefully see some of you live on the Thrive call tomorrow.